today's challenge. The University of Colorado presents discussions of major issues of our time, featuring members of the faculty and student body of the university and outstanding visitors to the campus at Boulder. Are there really flying saucers? Are they from Earth or some other planet? Are they flown by creatures from somewhere in space? These are some of the questions which people everywhere are asking. Some say anything seems possible in our space age. Others say completely ridiculous. In any case, the issue, one of the hottest potatoes in the world of research, has been tossed to the University of Colorado. The Air Force, which has collected and investigated many thousands of reports of such unidentified flying objects, has asked the Colorado Institution to evaluate these reports and to make a general investigation of the sightings, which have become probably the biggest mystery of our time. Chosen to lead the investigation at Colorado is one of the outstanding scientists of today, Dr. Edward U. Condon, now a professor of physics at CU, formerly director of the National Bureau of Standards, a scientific advisor to the Special Senate Committee on Atomic Energy, and president of the American Physical Society.
I think we're going to find here that we have an interesting opportunity to study a lot of very peculiar reports, peculiar observations. A great deal of these things have perfectly ordinary and commonplace explanations, but there's a little residue of maybe about 5% that are most difficult to explain, and we're going to try to puzzle it out.
Do you have any qualms about being able to make this a scientific inquiry?
Well, I think we can make it a scientific inquiry, all right, but how far we'll get in finding clear and critically tested answers to the important questions is another matter.
Could you tell me how the University of Colorado was chosen for this job?
Well, I don't know in the sense of to what extent other places were considered. I think this is a natural place in view of the intimate relationship that we have here with the National Center for Atmospheric Research and the radio propagation laboratories of the government, which are now the Environmental Science Services Administration. And then it happens that our work here in physics is rather strongly oriented towards astrophysics and atmospheric phenomena.
What is the specific assignment from the Air Force?
Well, they just want us to, the formal title of the project is Scientific Study of Unidentified Flying Objects, and they want us to examine into reports and do additional field work and experimental work and whatever in our judgment contributes most to understanding it. That is, if we don't have any assignment in the sense of them telling us how to operate.
But we do have considerable freedom at the university.
We have absolute, complete freedom to do whatever we like, whatever we think is best on this, and we have absolute and complete freedom to publish our findings without prior clearance from the Air Force.
Do you expect to be collecting any new data through your office?
Yes, but we prefer to have the material from all sources reported directly to the nearest Air Force base in the country. I should say also that strictly on grounds of keeping the job within practical limits, we don't expect to look into cases reported from other countries. Not that we wouldn't be interested in them, but we can't, it'd just be impractical from a travel point of view and things of that sort.
There are probably thousands of people who have seen flying objects which perplex them who haven't reported these sightings to the Air Force. Now, would you suggest that these people contact your office?
No, in general we prefer that the either individuals in the public or police officers or others who know about these things should report, if possible, to, when possible, to the nearest Air Force base. I should add that the Air Force itself intends to strengthen its program by having training some of the officers to do a more thorough job of field investigation than they have been in the past. So they'll be strengthening their program at the same time that we are undertaking to do ours.
Since this project is assigned to the university by the Air Force, I suppose that it must be assumed the Air Force's interest in this is not one of hiding facts, but of exposing the facts.
Yes, I think that's right. So far as I can tell so far, they want to make everything open and available. Now, critics of the Air Force, their past behavior, have made some pretty strong accusations to the contrary, but I don't believe that. It's possible that in times past that maybe they were holding information back, but I don't believe they are now, or I don't believe they intend to in the future.
What so far would you say are the biggest problems that you see in this project?
Well, there are two that I'd like to take the opportunity to comment on. One is the fact that well over 90% of the reports that come in turn out to be perfectly ordinary phenomena, and so it makes quite a burden on the investigators if they have to look into all of those things to eliminate them. On the other hand, the other problem is just the direct opposite of it, namely that this subject has been the butt of so many jokes, and there have been so many people humiliated by being ridiculed for having admitted to having seen these things, that I know that there are lots of people who have experiences of this sort who are reluctant to report them. And we would hope to win their confidence and overcome their reluctance and get full cooperation that way. So on the one hand, we'd like to get fewer reports by helping people to understand ordinary phenomena better, so they wouldn't be confused by that. On the other hand, we'd like to get more reports from people who have been hesitant about reporting them. I might say that we will, whenever requested, a person who gives us a report and would rather not have his name made public in connection with it, we will keep such reports confidential. That is to say, keep the name of the reporting person confidential.
Do you feel that as a scientist you have a natural skepticism toward reports of UFO sightings?
Well, I think everybody ought to have a skepticism. Let's take the most extreme view, the notion that some of these things do represent things sent here from outer space, from a different civilization. Well, it's such an extraordinarily important amazing thing, if it were true, that one wants to subject the so-called evidence to the highest level of criticism before he begins to believe it. The more out of line and improbable a thing is, the more evidence you want to have before you believe it.
I understand some of our scientists say that there are few reasons why we shouldn't expect life on other planets and other galaxies.
Yes, that part seems to be pretty well conceded, although it's still of a speculative nature. But the feeling is that wherever conditions that would support life exist, the chances are life has arisen. On the other hand, all of these other places are so far away that it's extraordinarily difficult to suppose that those people are able to, if they exist, are able to actually travel here and come here by any means that we can picture.
What types of people will be involved?
Well, they're mostly physicists and astronomers and astrophysics and meteorologists. Some work involving behavioral scientists, social scientists of one sort or another. Of course, it must be borne in mind that we won't have an enormous staff of people. The funds available don't permit that, but there'll probably be quite a large number, say the order of 100 people involved, considering that many of them would be part-time consultants. for that matter, I myself am only going to do about half-time on it because I have other duties that I can't neglect. It's for 15 months. Strictly speaking, it hasn't started, it won't start November 1st, and it's to run till about, I don't know, whatever 15 months is. I guess that's the 1st of February of 68.
Yeah. How definite are the plans now for the university's participation in this?
Well, the fact that we're going to is pretty definite, but the detail and specific thing, what we're doing now, the group here are starting to hold twice a week conferences and meetings and bringing in some outside consultants who've had prior experience in this field to make more specific plans. I would assume that phase of the matter would take till about the 1st of next February, giving us about a next year of actual work after we've made plans.
I assume many people have seen things without taking any great amount of detailed notes or specific information. Would you like to make any recommendations on how people should investigate?
Well, we will. We'll be wanting to do that after we've given a little more thought, but I'm not really prepared to do that now. I think that's one of the important things. We're thinking in terms of getting out a manual for observers, a thing that could be widely distributed in schools and to police officers and so on, so as to warn them about the things that might be overlooked if they didn't have it drawn to their attention, so as to improve the quality of the reports that come in.
In conclusion, we ask Professor Condon, what do you think about the sensational books and articles we've been reading about flying saucers, people who claim to have seen the creatures who fly them, and even those who say that they've been aboard the strange space vehicle?
Well, no, I haven't read very many of them. I've read a few, but many of them have rather a sensational approach. That is, they act as just because they think they first get you to admit the possibility that people come from outer space, and the first thing you know they're talking as if they've established it, which of course they haven't done. And then a great many of them are full of controversial elements of one sort or another, and are just meant, I think, as popular reading. They're not very scientific. But if you strip away that kind of thing that is predominant in many of them, there is a kind of a central core of facts about specific cases that it's interesting. It gives a first guide to the kind of thing that will have to be studied.
So, it may be that a team of scientists looking into the reports of strange objects in the sky will admit there are visitors from space watching us, or the University of Colorado project may disprove any such conclusions. Perhaps there will not be any definite answer possible. In any case, the open-minded, careful investigators headed by Dr. Edward U. Condon are involved in a fascinating search with a world waiting for their conclusions. Our guest today, Dr. Edward U. Condon, director of the Air Force Project investigating unidentified flying objects at the University of Colorado. This has been a special program in the series, Today's Challenge, discussing vital topics of our time. Produced by the Radio Service of the University of Colorado.